Sellers and Makers podcast brings the community to you. We talk to small business owners about work, life, and everything in between. Subscribe to Sellers and Makers podcast so you never miss an episode. Hi, and welcome to Sellers and Makers podcast, a place artisans can come together in community. Brought to you by Everything Embroidery Market. I'm your host, Hope Dale, and
I'm Christina. Hello, guys. Welcome to the podcast. And today we are honored to speak with Stephanie with Caesar. Stephanie is amazing. Okay. So we've had the pleasure of meeting Stephanie in person and chatting over various lives and emails and whatnot. And what I love most about you, Stephanie, is your energy, your positive energy. I have never walked away from a conversation with you like not feeling more rejuvenated than I started the conversation. So that's why we love you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. So before we get started in more about who you are, I wanted to mention that we are having our very next most exciting Everything Embroidery Market coming up in the spring. It's going to be March 3rd through the 5th. In Lafayette, Louisiana. And if you don't know what Everything Embroidery Market is, it's a trade show where we have a bunch of industry experts teaching classes about various topics, ranging from, of course, embroidery, that's in the name, but vinyl, heat press, sublimation, white toner printers, business classes, different softwares and techniques, and just over 50 classes. So a whole bunch of things that you guys can come and learn and enjoy and engage. Simultaneously, we will also have a large vendor floor set up with awesome vendors that you can actually shop, touch, feel, and meet, and walk away excited. So it's all about the networking, all about the learning. So make sure you join us at Everything Embroidery Market in Lafayette, Louisiana, March 3rd through 5th. You can sign up right now at EEMshows.com, or you can go to everythingembroiderymarket.com. They'll take you to the same place. So without further ado, Stephanie.
You know, you said something so much, and thank you so much for the compliments. I really do try to be positive because I just feel like, you know, our industry, we are here to make beautiful things, and there's no reason. We'll go into some of my background, but that's probably even more why I try to stay positive, because we are making beautiful things. One of the things that you said that I even wrote down, enjoy and engage. See, that could be two of the EEs that goes right along with Everything Embroidery Market. So enjoy and engage. That is what I feel like. That's why we need to go to these events. That's why I love virtual, and virtual is wonderful and we can reach, but there's nothing like being able to touch that fabric, being able to see that glitter, just to really bounce off ideas. Because, you know, if I'm teaching a class, it can change from one classroom to another just by engagement from the students, because we can go down a different rabbit hole because of a question. So I am so looking forward to enjoying and engaging. Yes. I think we need some shirts. We need a shirt that says that.
Yeah, we do. We can do
You know, we had thought about, since we're not just embroidery, Hope and I, a while back, were talking about changing the name a little bit, stick with EEM, but changing it to embroidery and embellishment market, or something that was a little bit more encompassing. We didn't think about that. Yeah. I like that. See?
That's why we have to say it all. You know, other people have good ideas, especially, and this is why you have to see people, talk to people, not just be watching tutorials by yourself. Because you start talking to people and you get these ideas and they
snowball.
They snowball different ideas. And, you know, there we go. I was listening, but I didn't even think of it.
Well, and she's creative. You're creative. Yeah. That's why you are where you're at. I love it.
For me, I think that, you know, it's that collaboration, because people always say it takes a village, but they mm-hmm. really don't realize what a village we have in our community. Mm-hmm. You know, when we get together, when you have vinyl and you have sublimation and you have embroidery, the people that do each of those separately don't really realize how you could do all three of those together.
Right.
And yeah. so we have events and they're like, oh, you can do that. Mm-hmm. So I think it's, you know, just that collaboration of media and just different, you know, like I said, I'm tactile. I want to touch it. I want to see it. And the moment when I show something and somebody's eyes are like, yes. And I'm like, you didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
So it's almost like that aha moment. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that people realize us as teachers, how much we need that. Yeah, they right. kind of always think of coming to learn something and we are so thrilled, but they don't realize how much we really learn also at the events.
Yeah. Well, I think too, like when you do something every day, you almost get tunnel vision, right? You're doing it every yeah. day. You just keep doing it. And sometimes you're like, maybe I could change this up a little bit, but you're just so used to the day to day, not you, but me. I'm talking about me, me. I get used to doing the same thing over and over again. And I forget that there's so many things that I could do to make it better, to make it easier, to make it more fun, more engaging, more, maybe it's a better profit margin, maybe, you know, different things that I just forget. And then I have a conversation or take a class or, you know, talk to someone like you. And I'm like, oh, well, that was dumb. Why have I been doing that this whole time?
And I don't think that it's ever dumb, you know, so don't say that, because I don't think it's dumb. But I do so think that we do kind of, you know, people always are saying, stay in your own lane. I'm not that person. I love driving in Atlanta, so you know I don't stay in my own lane. I feel like sometimes we kind of zone ourselves in, and you kind of get, like you said, you're busy and we know how to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm always trying to think of, every time I do something, what's a different way I could do it? Yeah. Sometimes it's not the profitable way. Sometimes it's not the fun way. But I want to see, you know, how many ways can you do the same thing? That way, when I'm teaching, I think about all the ways that my students have done it or maybe retrain a little bit.
Yes.
No. Well, that's what makes you a good teacher.
That's
one of the many reasons.
Yes.
I like sitting in your classroom because it's always funny. You always have the best
enjoyable.
Joke.
Yes.
I mean, you're a great teacher. That's a given. But the jokes, I mean, you have them coming. Well, I'm always giggling whenever I'm hearing you.
That's what I love, is when somebody walks out of my class and they're giggling. And then, because that's what people are going to talk about. I'm, they're going to say, you know, that was a great class. And, you know, instead of it just being, you know,
someone asks you what sublimation was or something of that to that nature, and you were like,
it's been around forever.
If your grandmother had the Elvis plate or the Reagan plate up on her, you know, kitchen wall or something, you've seen sublimation. And I still giggle about that. Like,
it's always funny to me when somebody thinks something is just brand new technology, and I'm like, it's been around for 70 years now. Just wasn't affordable. Right. Now it's affordable, because it's like, you've got the Elvis plate, you've got Nixon, you have Martin Luther King or Jesus, one of those things.
Or maybe all of them.
All of them. Yeah. You
know, I did really, different places.
You know, I always laugh because I could say, I could, you know, walk into a home and I'm like, yep. And you know people just because they have certain plates in their grandma's house.
Yeah, it was, for me, I knew exactly what you were talking about because it was my great grandmother and I walked in and they had it hanging and that's why I'm also still giggling about it, because I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Well, see, and you're saying that it's funny, and I loved, it was funny, yes. But for me, what made it, you connected. So you made a connection with Hope and all those people in that class. And they were like, I actually do have that memory. Mm-hmm. And because of that connection, I will always remember that, and Hope will always remember that. And it was funny too, but like, I don't know. It was like, yes, wow. You have a very uncanny way of just boop, presenting. Here it is. It's awesome. Okay, so
look, I feel like going, oh shucks.
Oh shucks. Okay, so how did we get here? Let's yep. back up. You, where did you start? Who is Stephanie? Tell us. Well,
so this is what I say. This, I'm gonna reach like half the audience immediately. I was a nurse. And I was a nurse that saw, you know, I did wound care was my specialty, and I worked in hospice. And so I always saw some of the worst, and I had to document about it all the time. And I really got to where I felt like I was writing more than I was getting to care for. And so my outlet was embroidering on scrubs. Because, you know, scrubs are boring, you know, V-neck, pants, baggy. There's no personality, especially for a long while when you worked. You could wear blue scrubs if you were this nurse. You wore this, you know, we had sets. So I would embroider a little cartoon, you know, figures holding a Band-Aid or an IV, something mm-hmm. to give it a little personality. Well, then that's kind of how I got started in embroidery, was because, you know, and then I decided, you know, I think I could make money doing embroidery and I won't have to document all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I slowly transitioned and I went to work at an embroidery store and we introduced Caesar Vinyl. And I kind of worked through the ranks of kind of proving myself creative, you know, creative wise, and, you know, traveling and teaching classes. Yeah. So I was able to leave behind the nursing. I still nurse just enough to keep my nursing license because you never know what's going to happen out there. So yeah. I nurse just a wee bit. Mm-hmm. And I love the physician that I work with, but I still, you know, want to embroider everybody's scrubs at the same time.
So you're like, that's an empty spot there. I could add a little... Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So then it went from embroidery to adding vinyl to, you know, then I realized so many people do not marry the two together. Mm-hmm. And I thought that I would be the great minister and marry vinyl and marry embroidery, and so that they could get together and make beautiful things. And that's kind of my niche, is really trying to blend more than one thing. Or I might add sublimation to it. We all know I have, I've lasered and put vinyl on top of things. So the more the merrier. But yes, yeah. Mine really comes out of the need to create, because I always saw such darkness. And that's kind of at the end of the day when I would come home and cry, mm-hmm. I really decided I needed a new outlet in life. And that's why I try to stay so happy and positive. That's what I was just talking about earlier. Is, you know, I feel like we can make such beautiful things mm-hmm. if we're making it for a loved one, if we're making it for ourselves, if we're making it to sell, still, it's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
And making something beautiful and putting it out there and knowing that whether it's for a loved one, whether you're selling it or whatever, someone took the time to either contact you to say, can you make this? Mm-hmm. Or you're making it for someone you know, and they know that when they look at it, like, this was made for me. Right. And it does bring joy and happiness. And, like, you know, it brings a smile to your face when you think someone really went the extra mile here just to have this beautiful item, whatever it is, for right. me. Yeah.
I think that we sometimes, we don't believe in ourselves enough. And, you know, I talk about that in classes all the time. But we don't value what we do, to where if I made you a tumbler, every time when you're using it, you would comment, you know, but to me, I don't realize that. Mm-hmm. I think that it takes validation from somebody saying, thank you so much for making that for me, that you're like, oh, they did appreciate it.
Yeah.
Or you talking about a class that I'm like, oh, she did remember
My niece put a bunch of stickers on a tumbler and cut out my name. And it's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Because I think of her every time I drink out of it.
So here's what we should challenge everybody. to thank somebody that made something for them and tell them what it meant to them. So that's our mission.
It's our holiday challenge. Yeah,
that's a holiday challenge. Yes. Because
we have to think of something fun to do with them.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes we are just trying to hustle and get, you know, we're making it and we give it, but we don't really appreciate the memory that we just gave that person.
Yes.
So we need to tell people, you know, that we, you know, what we appreciate, that we really are inspired by it, or the story, or, you know, I taught a bunch of high school kids about vinyl and about the, you know, kind of our industry. And I had a girl in class, you know, she's doodling. And afterwards she presented me with the most beautiful little fairy, and I can't wait to make it into something to send it back to her. And she said, you know, thank you for treating us like adults. I was like, really? Well, you know, oh, you know, I was just thinking, I have a product that this age group can, you know, really utilize and make. Yeah. And so you know, you have a group of graphic artists, but she took the time to, one, make me something, which I will cherish forever. And two, to just kind of say, thanks for treating us like grownups, not like we're, you know, young kids. I applaud her parents, her teachers, whoever, that really said, hey, when you appreciate something, tell them. Because I don't think sometimes
you don't hear it. You don't hear it. And, you know, you care deeply about what you do. You love what you do. And so you do it because you love it, not because you're looking for, you know, recognition, but because you do it with such kindness and happiness. People, it almost takes people back, but when they take the time to actually stop their day and acknowledge that they receive something, whether it's a product or just being treated like an adult, you know, that is like, this is why I do this. Mm-hmm. You know, we had on all of this is a separate story, but we had or every order that comes out of the LTC warehouse, we write a handwritten note, you know, thank you. Sometimes it's just thank you in their name. Sometimes they doodle a little picture, you know, a Christmas tree, or sometimes it's a note. We wish you the best during these Thanksgiving season, or whatever it is. It's always different.
Right.
I think it's important to thank that person for ordering from us personally, not just a card. And we do it. We've always done it since the very first package that left the door. We've always done it. And occasionally we'll get someone that'll post on our Facebook page, or we'll send an email, or we'll call and be like, you don't realize the fact that you said thank you to us. Like, I will always be a customer because you made it personal. And our manager, warehouse manager, anytime we get an email or a Facebook post or something where they thank us for thanking them, mm-hmm. she prints it out and she puts it in her office because she's like, you know, we're making a difference. And yeah. she just likes the visual of that. And it's just something small, but it means the world, you know?
To me, it's not even something small, because I as a customer, when I get something handwritten, mm-hmm. it's just like, you know, that moment of, oh, you know, and you read it. I have packet, you know, sometimes, you know, companies put in a little candies, or they mm-hmm. put in a note, or they, but it makes me feel like they actually thought of me
yes.
as it was being packed. It wasn't mm-hmm. just going through the assembly line. And I think that handwritten and thank yous are the most important thing in the whole, you know, in everything.
Yes.
And I think we teach our kids to say thank you. And now I think we need to go one step further and tell them why we're thanking them. You know, I think we kind of were like, thank you. You know, somebody does something, you're like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm like, thank you for holding the door for me. Thank you for, so that they really acknowledge I'm not on rote. Mm-hmm. That I saw the action. I saw the, but I love a handwritten note. And thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
See, you make me happy.
See, gratitude, it goes a long way.
Yes, and we're going to do something with what you said. I think
when we get off down the challenge.
Yeah.
I like the challenge.
And it's the perfect time of year. I mean, it should be all year round, but it's good to push it right now.
Well, the next challenge that we should have for next year, we should do 12 months of challenges.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that you just need to have a weekly phone call with me.
We'll just keep having these chats and then we'll inspire each other. And, you know, we hang up and we're like, the list that I wrote before the meeting was kind of like, and now I'm like, okay, let's go do this.
Yes.
We get pumped up and inspired a little bit.
Yes.
Okay.
One of the things we talked about earlier that I wanted to ask, and that you said you kind of ask people, I'm going to ask you and then I'll answer. See, I'm going to reverse the roles a little bit. Yes. What shifts have you seen this year in your specific?
Well, so there's different things. So for Love That Cotton, I've seen a shift where people, there's two things that are happening, and I don't even know how to explain it. There's probably half of our customers know what they want to order. So they order a bunch ahead of time and they want to hold on to it because they're afraid they won't be able to get it in the past. So they're ordering more ahead of time. That's half of our customers. And then we have the other half that won't order anything ahead of time because they want to receive the order before they place an order. Mm-hmm. And that's different than what I had seen previously. I think previously, there was always some people that wouldn't place an order with us until they received an order because they didn't feel like they wanted to hold inventory. But that other half that's now purchasing bigger quantities to have on hand, I think they would always have maybe a couple or a few. But I mean, I had a long conversation with one of our customers that's been with us for, I don't know, almost since the very beginning. We met her at one of the trade shows. So yay for that. But she was like, I feel like a massive hoarder. You know, she's been in the industry with her embroidery business for, it's multi-generation actually. Her mom started it. And she was like, you know, we would always order a season ahead. Now I'm ordering a year or a year and a half ahead. If I know you have it right now, I'm going to buy it because I don't want to be stuck not being able to meet my customers where they are. So that's a shift that I've seen. And, you know, we're trying to adjust for that. So for EEM, I think, and it's hard for me to say like a long change because we've only owned the show for, you know, since what, 22 years. So I don't have the longer history to be able to compare. I think that the shift that I've seen is the people that are there really, truly want to be there, if that makes sense. So I think like maybe before it was like, maybe I'll check it out. Maybe, you know, but now it's like the energy of the people that are there, they are 100% in there. And that goes for vendors as well, not just the attendees. And so I think that the people that come are getting much more out of it than maybe they had previously because they're more invested emotionally and physically. Like they're there to learn and they're fired up, if that makes sense. So that's a shift I've seen.
One of the things that I'm going to, that exact shift, I had written myself a note for shifts. I feel like people are hungrier for knowledge than they've ever been. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it was because we were all kind of put on hold and in a bubble with COVID and we did virtuals and we did things, but, and we got knowledge, but I feel like, you know, the last two shows, just, you know, people are so appreciative and they're so excited to have a live event to be able to come. And like you said, I feel like it was more people, they were invested, they were ready to learn, they were hungry for that knowledge. And it wasn't just, because a lot of times we would see a group of people come, four of them really were into it, and four of them were kind of like, it was a girls' weekend, we decided to come. And they would get surprised and learn and be like, oh, I didn't even know this existed.
Right.
But I feel like people are a little more laser focused. This is what I'm spending my dollars on. I'm coming in here to take this class. I'm going to learn this. I'm going to buy this product because it was talked about. I feel like it's kind of more focused, that they're just, so hungry for the knowledge. And it's not as, and they come prepared. I feel like the students are prepared.
Yes. And the shoppers. So while we didn't own the show, prior to 2 years ago, Love That Cotton was there for, 6 years or whatever. And so I know that people came, so they would go to the Everything Embroidery Market website, see we were there, then go to the LTC website, see what they wanted, have questions ready, and then come to the event and ask those questions. And let me, can I touch, can I feel? And we would even sometimes, we do receive emails, I'm going to Everything Embroidery Market, will you have this product there? Which I don't, maybe it happened occasionally before, but this is happening every show now. And I'm coming for specifically to see you and this product, will you have it? Yes, if you're coming for that, I will bring it,
I think so many people are trying to do, like you were saying, their side hustle, but they don't have a ton of time, but they want to come to one event that's going to encompass it all. It's going to have your education. It's going to show you how to do it. But then we also have the products that are going to help you do it as well. And so they don't have the time to spend necessarily, to go and source all these things at separate places, but they come in and they are ready. They are laser focused. For sure.
I agree with that 100% because I know, as an instructor and also as a student, that I look at that list and I'm like, Love That Cotton, I need blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to go to All About Blanks and I'm going to get this. And I'm going to go to, there's those vendors. And then when we introduce a new vendor and I'm all excited, I'm very social. So I go to every booth and I really do talk to the people. And I feel like exactly what you said is, more people are emailing ahead of time asking, are you going to be bringing XYZ? And I feel like that helps so much because the vendor knows exactly, like, this is where I need to make sure that I'm bringing it because somebody's asking.
You want it. Yeah, they want it. And now I know you want it. Of course I'm going to bring it,
Well, that's why we also ask our vendors to tell us what you're bringing so we can list it. And then it's for us to also see if there's any holes, but then you can also see, okay, these are the things being offered. And if you need to, of course, if you want to shoot vendors emails and of course, but it's just, we understand you're there to get certain things.
Yeah. Well, and it's not just limited to shopping. The last several shows I have, specifically the very last show. So where was that? Myrtle Beach.
You were in Myrtle Beach.
It's been a whirlwind. I had several ladies call me because my phone number is on the website. Yes, I don't know. Call me for help. I will help you. Yes, my phone number. So they call me and we curated a schedule for them, essentially. I want to learn all about vinyl. And so we'd go through each, time slot. So we're starting at 8:00. Do we have a vinyl class during there? If we don't, okay, so what else could work with vinyl? Maybe it's
Yes, we always have an 8:00 because that's the time slot you give me.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Steph, yes. But we go through each time slot and we talk. And so if there's not one that's like specific to what they think they're going there for, what could they gain the most, you know, knowledge or whatever. And so, yeah, and that's, people are so excited, but they get excited because now they know they're coming to an event. They're being able to take advantage of their time there. They're going to learn what they came there to learn, maybe something extra, hopefully something extra, right? In addition to what they thought they were going to learn. I hope that everyone that comes through the door leaves with like, wow, that was so much more than I thought it was going to be. But that's something that our first show that we did in Biloxi as the owners, I didn't have people calling me asking me to help them curate their schedule. I think they were like, oh, I'll figure it out when I get there. I mean, we had people sign up, of course, before, but it wasn't as calculated and planned.
I think now we're offering so many classes that people are seeing like, oh man, if I don't get in them now, I might not be able to get in them when I'm there.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to really.
Yeah. I strongly encourage people to pick their classes ahead of time.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if they're just trying to get in like one, like maybe they left their last class slot open because they didn't think they'd want to. And then they're like, okay, I do want to buy that, I do want to go into that class. But for the most part, I feel like going in there without a plan, people, they immediately want to buy the classes when they get there. They're like,
right. Oh, well, and then they're upset when it's sold out, you know, they're upset because there is no more spots, but.
And then we're putting chairs in the aisleway trying to accommodate.
We try. We want you in there, but which
may be frowned upon by the fire marshal.
We keep everything safe.
Yes, always safe. Don't come for me. Don't call my phone angry, okay? I want to help you. Only call for happy things.
Hope you had said it. You know, I feel like another shift has been the side hustle. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know, trust me, we know when we go to the grocery store, we're paying more for groceries. We know we've been paying more for gas. We're paying more for clothes, for school books, everything. So I feel like I've seen a more of a shift for people really with that side hustle. You know, during COVID, of course, we saw some because people were, you know, they're sewing masks and they're doing things, but then it kind of, you know, fades away. I feel like now I have more people than ever that are calling me, wanting classes, asking advice. We see it with, you know, sales of, you know, vinyl selling because people need that side hustle. They need to sell some things. Cool.
I think it has to do with, okay, not only do people need more money for groceries and all of that stuff, but also I think a lot of people saw that during COVID and being locked up, like that they liked being home or being home more or being in charge of that. And then now within the last year, most people have either, they're either back in the office full time or have some sort of hybrid schedule.
Right.
Where they're in the office full time and they want some sort of hybrid schedule. So they're the only way to get that in their mind is to start this side hustle that hopefully becomes their
main hustle. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think it's like those two things that are really on there. And like, if you look on Instagram or anything like that, there's always like, I'll show you how to do it and create your side hustle that becomes your full time thing. I mean, I don't know.
It every day. Yeah. I mean, Stephanie's thing was a side hustle that now is full time. Mine was a side hustle, you know, and it was just because I enjoyed to do it. I did it. And then it was like, maybe I could sell a few things. And then here we are. And I think that not everyone, but a lot of our industry start because they love it.
I feel like most of the people we have spoken to, it started as a side hustle and then it grew into their full time.
Right.
I mean, I think that's the majority. I don't really know many that I'm thinking of that have been on our podcast, at least, that it was their full time job from the start.
Yeah. I think sometimes we need that safety net. Yeah. And so absolutely. That's why it becomes our side hustle. Mm-hmm. And I think we learn how to make it more than a side hustle. And we start thinking a little more professional about it. And we realize, oh, we can make it into something to where, so it's almost like baby steps of planning, like to lay the foundation.
Right.
And I know that both of you would say you can't lay any foundation if you don't just start something. And I know people, and I'm sure you do, and they're like, oh, I wish I could. You can. There's you not, can. You know, it's just a matter
of, you're the only person telling you no.
And sometimes it requires, you know, maybe you don't get, you know, as much sleep at night because you do work full time and you need to, you've got to put in some time into your side hustle. You've got to work it. But you are your boss. You kind of, and I feel like we have seen more people empowered, classes to make people feel like, oh, you know, how many classes do we see that kind of says how to go to that next step? Or how, I feel like we really do a great job of education at Everything in Boardroom Market, because we kind of talk about the business side of it, the creative side of it, the development side, the social media side, which we all know is so important to make it very well-rounded to where I feel like in the past we would have craft, and I'm going to use the word craft, you know, it was a craft show that you kind of learned some things and we enjoyed it, but I feel like you've grown to be more encompassing to empower men and women when they come.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the goal. I mean, when we sit down to start the planning of the next event, it's we always put a some sort of survey out, right? So the first thing we do is read through all the surveys, recall any kind of feedback that we got in person or through email or whatever, and we're like, okay, so are we seeing a trend? Because if so, we need to change something. We need to offer something. We need to whatever. And then, and adjust. And then we start, you know, of course we have the vendors start signing up, and every time before we launch, we're like, okay, so we have these awesome classes and these awesome classes, but there's a hole here. And we have to find someone to fill that hole, because you're right. Like, I want it to be inclusive for everyone. I don't want anyone to leave and be like, that was great, but I wish there was this class, you know?
You know, I think when you said trends and adjust, that is today's world. So, you know, I don't know if you've heard, but Caesar did launch a new product.
They did. Yes.
So, you know, one of those I introduced at the show when we were, where were we? Myrtle Beach. So we have a new vinyl that is easy color, and it's for inkjet printers. So we saw a trend, and we knew, you know, for layering and for multicolor designs. You know, we already had ink for sublimation printers. Not everybody's going to have a sublimation printer. Nobody, you know, it has its challenges and its wonderfulnesses. So we created a trend, a product to kind of be, it's with a printer, but it's not sublimation. It's easy color direct to vinyl. Well, you know, we know a thing or two about vinyl. So obviously we all use cutters. And we, you know, there's a gamut of cutters on the market, and we had a brilliant team, and they ask everybody, and you know, when you use a cutter that you're like, if I wish it did XYZ, well, we created that cutter, and we've launched Juliet. And then last week we launched Romeo. And so Romeo is a 24-inch cutter. So now we are full circle kind of, because we have the vinyl, we have, you know, now we have a cutter, and it kind of hit all the marks of what we as crafters and we as users were, you know, I wish it did XYZ. The first one was, we wish they were quiet, because when you're trying to do a business at 2 a.m, sometimes we know we're doing stuff and kids are sleeping. We don't need a machine that sounds like it's, you know, a shuttle.
Yes.
So the cutter and I don't know if you remember when I ran it at the show, it is whisper quiet. I can have conversations. I can still teach while it's cutting. Mm-hmm. So very quiet, but then important, 60% faster than other cutters.
Which is so amazing.
So amazing. You can crank out some product.
Time is money.
Time is money. And, you know, the software is changing every day. And so that's beautiful because we have users and they say, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, we're on it. And we add that feature.
Yeah.
So it's pretty exciting. And, you know, again, that's where you have trends and you adjust.
Yes. So I feel like not everyone listening to this will know what the vinyl is. So like the direct to vinyl, new vinyl, talk about that a little bit more. So what is that used for? And so you can print directly to a vinyl and yes. Then what?
Okay. So it comes in right this moment, 8.5 by 11 in a week or so. I'm not going to promise if you're listening, it's a week, but very soon we will have it in 11 by 17 sheets because so many people have bigger printers at home. Right. These are your home inkjet printers. You know, the one that I have that I take to the show, it was a $39 Canon inkjet printer. So, affordable.
Yeah.
And so you take, just like you would a piece of paper and put it in your feed, you create in whatever software that you want to create in, and you hit print, and it prints on that vinyl. You can cut it with scissors if you wanted. You can put it on your electronic cutter and create like a print to cut. You can print, if you wanted to press the whole sheet, you can. And I kind of show all three ways of those whenever we're somewhere talking about it. And what's wonderful, you know, phones. How many of us have pictures on our phones? We wish we could make it into something, you know, family. And so for, you know, gifts, grandparents, everything from your phone, we can print, you know. At my house, everything's set up. I could pull the picture up on my phone and hit print. It print on that vinyl. I could take it, press it onto a tote bag. Voila, I have a Christmas present.
Yes.
I could say print 10 copies and press 10 and voila, within, you know, if you pressed them each for 15 seconds, how long would it take? So very quickly print, 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 press, and you've got gifts made. Yeah, and you didn't have to cut and multi-layer vinyl.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
just saying. I mean, I have a cutter and I dabbled in vinyl embroidery has always been where my heart is, but of course I can't just do one thing, you know? So I got a cutter and I messed with vinyl and I love the product, but I always was like, man, I could never, I don't know what's wrong with my brain, but I could never, when I tried to layer them, I could never get it to line up just right. And so it was like perfect in my mind. So that solves my problem. Like 100%.
You could never layer hair color and face and, right. You know,
right.
That's why printable is so wonderful mm-hmm. because yeah. It's 100% your photo mm-hmm. pressed onto something. And, you know, it's just as easy as I make it sound, just hit print, mm-hmm. you know, that's all you have to do. And like I said, we all have, you know, pictures on our phones. It just makes it so easy. It's really a soft hand. It feels good. It's not heavy. It's not, you know, clunky feeling. And, you know, we listened because we came out with 8.5 by 11 and the trend says, I want bigger, better, more. Yeah. So we, you know, are rolling out another size of it.
That's awesome. I feel like you said, right now, you got to do that. You have to listen to your mm-hmm. customer and then adjust. And sometimes we will think that it's going to go this way, the trend's going to go this way, and it doesn't. And I mean, I say sometimes, I mean, that's only happened to me like every day.
Yeah.
All the time. All the time it goes one way and then different, even if it's just slightly different than what I thought. And you have to be able to adjust. I mean, for example, today there was a product that I overpurchased for LTC because I thought that it was going to be more of a hit than it was, which, you know, you learn and that's totally fine. So now we're going to have to come up with some sort of something creative to, you know, move on down the road and do better next time. So
We could just turn that into a project of the month.
Yes.
Incorporate it into a project of the month.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. We're gonna figure it out. You know, just sit down and, you know, yep. I feel like I need to crack my knuckles, drink some coffee, and just bam.
You say that as hope and I both have coffee mugs to our face. Like, oh my God, we're going to drink that coffee.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I hadn't had enough coffee when we first broached that subject this morning. So now it's really getting going up here. Well,
I know the people out there can't see that a cup just kind of magically appeared in front of me because I texted my husband and said, hey, will you bring me another cup of coffee?
I loved it. It was perfect. I knew exactly what was happening. I was like, I love when that happens.
That other cup showed up right in front of me.
I wish there was someone I could text here, but it's only me and the dog and he's asleep.
Gotta train him, okay?
Work on it.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I guess real quick before we wrap up, I just wanted to mention to everyone here, y'all, we love Stephanie. She's going to be teaching some awesome classes at Everything Embroidery Market. Like she mentioned, you can do embroidery and vinyl at the same time. You can create awesome, wonderful, beautiful things. She'll be teaching on that. I should have pulled it up. Let me see. I need to pull it up right now. If you have it on the top of your head, let's talk about it.
We're going
to
do a make and take.
Make and take. Yes. Yeah. Let's have
what you're for the, your hands-on make and take.
We are going.
What are you thinking?
We are going to use our new product. We're going to do an easy color. So obviously we're going to have to, it's going to be a little bit of a streamline because I'm going to have the product already printed because having it ready for the students.
Yeah.
But we are going to go through the steps of with your cutter, with your software, how you would set up for a print and cut, how you would create it. And then we're going to press it so that they can walk out with a tote bag with an image on it.
Yes. And so this is going to be something that's different. So it's a make and take, and it actually takes up two class times. So I don't know how you're going to do it. Maybe y'all will take a break in the middle or not, but you will have the time to, she said, nah. Who needs a break? I mean, you know, but you will have the time to really learn. I'm sure y'all will do some sort of lecture, get in there, do it. And you'll walk away with an awesome product. And we've never done one, at least not while I've been this part, where it's set up like this. And I'm super excited about it. I think people are going to be like, whoa, and that was awesome.
On Saturday, not on Friday with the other hands-on classes.
And it was because, why are we doing it? We all know why, because people kept saying, I really wish that we could have a, you know, do something hands-on. And I wish that everybody could have a cutter and I wish that we could do it that way, but we can't, you know, it's just, you know, as much as people say they love to have a hands-on, nobody wants to travel to bring their machine with them to the event. Yeah. And, you know, I will have a cutter there and we will go through the motions of like they're doing it, but I will have some of it done ahead of time, but then they're going to have to weed it and we're going to press them and we're going to have a great time. And I feel like each time that we're at an event, you know, you look back Chattanooga, you know, it was, I wish you would do this. So then Myrtle Beach, I changed up a little bit and we did something. The one thing that I loved that we did in Myrtle Beach, and if everybody hasn't said, I loved how we had the little open demos in the hall, because that was something that I had said, you know, I really wish we could do this, because I feel like that way it gave instructors another opportunity. It gave vendors an opportunity to have people come to see them. Mm-hmm. And it was quick and informative.
Yeah.
Right.
And people that might not necessarily have gone to your class, or, you know, they were full, you know, with what they wanted to take or whatever, just gave another opportunity for them to be like, oh, well, I did want to hear about this.
Yeah.
And that's why we did it, because we just wanted you to be as well informed as possible.
Right.
And, I feel like it really gave that opportunity.
and you get to actually see it, you know? Yeah. And we the way we scheduled it, just so y'all are aware, we are doing it again in Lafayette because I loved it too. These demos are in between classes. At least the scheduled ones. If we have a whole bunch, we may have to try and fit some in, but we'll see how that goes. But for now, all the demos are going to be in between classes. So even if you have a 100% full schedule, just run back to the vendor hall in between your class. You'll be able to catch that and shop and go right back to that vendor that was just talking with you and then go to your next class. So, and we try and have a variety. I mean, it, like she said, it's, you know, 10, 15 minutes. This is the product. This is the technique. This is the software. This is, you know, whatever it is, they're going to be all different. And you get to see it done right there in person. So
I love it. It could be in person.
Yes. Yes. And you're also going to be on our vendor panel, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I love the vendor panel, and I love it because, first of all of us have such a camaraderie together, and we really, you know, have a good time. But the questions change so much.
It's different.
Different, and I love that energy. I love that the people that come in, and they are like, I'm going to ask. And they really, sometimes it's funny because I'll talk to somebody and they're like, I thought we were going to drill you on whatever. And then we got so distracted by somebody else's question that it answered it before I ever got a chance.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Yes. So what it is a meet and greet, essentially, where you guys, before we actually open that room up before any of the other classes. So you can come in, grab some coffee, grab some refreshments, which is amazing. And then what time is it at? At 8:30, we'll sit down and we'll have a variety of vendors, instructors up at the front. So I think you're doing it, Lisa Shaw, we'll have Aaron Montgomery, you know, several, just someone in each area of the industry, I guess, that can answer your questions, whether it's business, vinyl, embroidery machines, you know, Richard, all of that. It's really amazing. And the audience dictates how this panel goes. You ask one question, everyone in the panel will answer perspective. I think what the last one we said, it was over 100 and something years of experience combined. Can't beat that. And you get to hear how each person got asked the same question, but their answers most of the time completely different because they have different experiences and thoughts and they do things different. And you can pick and choose what you think works for you. And a lot of times that'll ping pong to the next question. Oh, well, I didn't think about that. How about this? And it's every panel's completely different and it's amazing. So fun.
So here's a suggestion for another time. Since we have, you know, an 8:30 with coffee, we need an 8:30 with wine at night.
Why? Yes. Yes, I agree. Starting it out right, ending it right.
Because our answers in the morning might be a little different in the evening.
Yes.
So I think that's going to be on my list. You know, if we have an 8:30 coffee, then we need an 8:30 wine.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah. Hope make that happen for us.
I'll make it happen.
Okay. Okay. Well, right. I think we're about out of time here, but Stephanie, thank you so much for chatting with us again. I mean, we always enjoy our time with you. And for everyone listening, go sign up at eemshows.com. Guys, it's going to be a blast. You don't want to miss it. Again, check out all those vendors, all those classes. We will have classes sell out. Sign up for that make and take with Stephanie. It's going to be amazing. We're going to make and take it. We can't wait to see you guys there. And also, before you get there, go over to Caesar. Check out all the things that they have. That way you can ask the questions to Stephanie when you see her in person.
Thank you much. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. I feel more uplifted and I'm ready to go tackle that to-do list.
We're ready to go.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Bye, gang.
Thank you.
Bye. Follow us at Everything Embroidery Market on Facebook and Instagram for all of our latest updates. We will see you next week.